spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Uncle Buck here. I've got a whole bucket of blues that I'm going to share with you for the next hour or so. Hope you'll stick around. Coming up here in segment one on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Howlin' Wolf is our featured artist, and oh, what a story there is to tell about Howlin' Wolf. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's going to be getting a spin with one of the few songs that he sings himself. Danielle Nicole is on board, along with Jimmy Reed and Jeff Healy. Slim Harpo is going to take care of the then portion of our then and now feature with I Got Love If You Want It. It's all coming up in segment one on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We're going to kick things off with a band out of Milwaukee. They're known for making music with a swaggering stomp of bruising barrelhouse grit, is the way they're described. We're talking about the Altered Five Blues Band, and their song is Right On.
I tell all the women, you gather all the guys. Lock off the street, grab a big old keg. We're throwing the party, gonna knock them dead right on. Right on, right on. Watch out, old Milwaukee. We're gonna wind it up. Rack of ribs, spotted cow. Hey, hey, people, it's happening now. Right on. Right on, right on. Everybody feeling good all night long. Right on, right on. Looking for trouble, right on. Right on, right on. 15 minutes to midnight, making all kinds of noise. Fat cigars, funky beats. All my friends on Brady Street, right on. Right on, right on. Everybody feeling good. Right on, right on. Right on, right on. We'll be right back.
Altered Five Blues Band, and right on. The one, the only, legendary Chicago bluesman Howlin' Wolf is our featured artist. Howlin' Wolf was born Chester Arthur Burnett, born in Mississippi, on a cotton plantation, like many of the blues legends that ended up in Chicago, got his influence from Blind Lemon Jefferson. When he was just a young lad, something happened at the Burnett household in Mississippi, scared the dickens out of little Chester Arthur Burnett. He went running up the stairs howling. His mama said, "I think we ought to call that boy Howlin' Wolf." And that's where Howlin' Wolf's name came from. The Wolf, as everybody refers to him, moved to Arkansas at a young age, put a band together. Listen to this band: James Cotton, Little Junior Parker. Of course, the Wolf was on guitar and harmonica and doing those guttural suggestive vocals that he became famous for. Here's the amazing part of the Howlin' Wolf story. He was functionally illiterate until he was in his 40s. He eventually got his GED, took some business and accounting courses. In 1972, received an honorary Doctor of Arts degree from Columbia College in Chicago. Howlin' Wolf, our featured artist. Now let's bring on the Wolf with one of his great songs, one of my favorites, Killin' Floor. Featured artist is going to be back in segment two with another great Wolf tune. Stick around. I do think at this time, though, we're due for a double dose of the blues. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's going to kick it off. Kenny Wayne makes no bones about it. He'd rather be devoting most of his attention to playing the guitar and handing most of the vocal work over to a great vocalist, Noah Hunt. The song we have coming up in this double dose, Kenny Wayne's gonna sing it. Danielle Nicole's gonna be doing Cry No More. But first up, from the big selling album, Straight to You Live, here's Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and I Want You.
Call my name. Woman, you move me now, baby. This is Macy, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. Yeah!
Then and now song for this session is I Got Love If You Want It by Slim Harpo, recorded back in 1957, been covered by countless blues and rock artists. Slim Harpo, of course, will take care of the then portion. Segment two, we're going to bring on Tab Benoit, do the same song, but a little bit more of a modern version. But here's Slim Harpo, I Got Love If You Want It.
Got your love and you want it. Got love. can rock and roll. We can rock and roll. Quit teasing anything. Quit teasing anything. What you find round thing? What you find round thing? If you let me love you, baby, I'm thinking you're loving me. I'm thinking you're loving me. Now, yeah, you come, baby. Now, yeah, you come, baby. Oh, wet your hair, calm down. Oh, wet your hair, calm down. I know you've been falling. Thoughts all over town. Thoughts all over town.
Put the needle down in the grooves on a double shot of the blues. Kicking off this double shot is going to be who I call the king of the shuffle, Jimmy Reed. Went back in the archives and found a Jimmy Reed tune that doesn't get a lot of play. Great tune, though. Going to be followed up by Jeff Healey. His song is I'm Tore Down. But here's the Reed man, Jimmy Reed. And When I Woke Up This Morning.
I was in my Andrew Hogg Brown. You listen to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And that's right, till the sun go down.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little pause for the cause. At this time, don't you run off, though, because coming up in segment two, oh, what a lineup. Buddy Guy's going to kick it off with a great instrumental. Howlin' Wolf, our featured artist, of course, is going to be back with a great track from the London Sessions. Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa are going to team up on a great blues duo. Taj Mahal's going to be around. And here's one for you. Every once in a while, we run into a song, a great blues song, I might add, by someone that usually doesn't sing blues. We play a little game called Who Dat? Who Dat singing that song? Let's see if you can figure this one out. It's all coming up in segment two, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, everybody. It's Andrew Sevener from season 16 of The Voice, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
We'll be right back.
welcoming you back in to segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That was Buddy Guy. Great instrumental tune, kind of a rarity for Buddy, but that one was called Skanky. You can put whatever meaning you want to on that one. Howlin' Wolf is our featured artist. Howlin' Wolf, another one of those Delta blues men, ending up in Chicago. The Wolf learned his guitar licks and his showmanship from Charlie Patton, and his harmonica skills from Sonny Boy Williamson, too, who just happened to be married to Wolf's stepsister, Maggie. How about that? A lot of the Chicago blues men weren't that well known or accepted throughout the music world back in the 50s. Everybody that was into blues and around Chicago, New Orleans, the Delta, Memphis, they certainly knew who Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf were. But when the Rolling Stones and some other British and American rock stars of the 60s and 70s started playing off-takes of some blues songs, they certainly acknowledged Howlin' Wolf's influence. The Howlin' Wolf song that we're going to play here in session two as our featured artist is going to come from the London Howlin' Wolf sessions. Back in 1972, backstage at the Fillmore Auditorium, listen to this lineup who was playing that night: Paul Butterfield Blues Band, The Electric Flag, and Cream. Chess record producer Norman Dayton got Eric Clapton aside, who was playing with Cream at the time, and asked how he would like to do an album with Howlin' Wolf over in London. Didn't take Clapton very long to make up his mind on that one. Clapton also solicited a few other musicians to join the session. Listen to this. Clapton, of course, wanted his buddy Steve Winwood on the session, and also the entire Rolling Stones rhythm section. Ian Stewart on keys, Bill Wyman on bass, and Charlie Watts on drums. And Wolf himself put his foot down and wanted his longtime guitarist Hubert Sumlin in on the session too. So from those great London sessions, here's our featured artist, Howlin' Wolf, along with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Ian Stewart, and Charlie Watts. And let's not forget Hubert Sumlin. And the gang song is I Ain't Superstitious.
Well, I ain't superstitious. Black cat just crossed my trail. Well, I ain't superstitious. But a black cat just crossed my trail. Don't sweep me with no broom. I might get put in jail. For sure. When my right hand eats you, I get money for sure. But when my left eye jump, somebody got to go. Cross my tree. Well, I ain't superstitious. Black cat just crossed my tree. Don't sweep me with no broom. I just might get put in jail. Real.
Alan Wolf, our featured artist, and I Ain't Superstitious. That track, by the way, was from the London Sessions, and all of those tracks, along with some featured outtakes and different mixes, were released in a new album in 2002 in a two-disc deluxe edition of the London Sessions. I want to go pick up on one of those. Another kind of a funny note on the London Sessions, there were a couple of the tracks where Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts was not available. They elected to use a drummer on a couple of sessions named Richie. They didn't want to use the name that you might know Richie by because of various legal reasons. And that name was Ringo Starr. I think it's about time, though, for a double dose of the blues. There's been a little talk lately about, in my opinion, one of the great modern-day blues musicians and guitarist, Joe Bonamassa. Some folks are saying, well, he ain't really blues. They've kind of said the same thing about Beth Hart, too. They're going to kick up this double dose of the blues, and it disputes any theory that they ain't blues. They're going to be followed up by Taj Mahal. His song is an Allman Brothers hit, Statesboro Blues, his rendition. Kicking it off, here's Beth Hart, Joe Bonamassa, and Someday After a While.
This is Marius Year, Little Walter Thor. You are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Great to hear from those of you that are out there at various points in the world listening to blues right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Want to give some shout outs to Queen Noella. Hangs out down around the University of Texas way. Blues powerhouse. Checked in. C.T. Davis with a C.T. Davis Blues Band around Garland, Texas. Fort Worth and Dallas. They're out doing some blues gigging. Prakash Slim over in Nepal checked in, along with John David Daly, buddy of mine, guitar player, singer. Danny Dobrovich up in Amarillo checked in. Jeff Fiorello out in Tracy, California. Good to have you on board. Heard from down in New Orleans. Christian Simeon checked in. Phil Carroll up in Halliburton, Ontario. Good to have you on board. Patrick Monahan got in touch. The Buckside Blues Crews checked in. Heard from a radio group up in Ontario digging on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Cano FM at 100.9 in Ontario. Ed Bright down in Austin checked in. Karen Bell checked in. She's on Instagram I did where there was kind of an unknown object in my arms. Karen asked, "What in the name of all that's holy are you holding?" Well, Karen, that was the south end of a northbound deer. Up in segment one, our then and now song, taking care of the then portion, was Slim Harpo, the original version of "I Got Love If You Want It." And it's come time to do the now version. We're going to bring on Tab Benoit and "I Got Love If You Want It."
We can rock a while, we can rock a while. Quit teasing me, baby, quit teasing me, baby. With your fine brown frame, with your fine brown frame. If you let me love you, baby, I'll be your loving man, be your loving man. Now here you come, baby, now here you come, baby. With your head
looks like it's come time in this session where we look down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us, and it's pretty obvious we got two more before we go. And kicking off this double dose of the blues, we're going to play a little game we do sometime when we find an artist that is not really a blues singer but just can't resist singing a little blues. So for this first song in this double dose of the blues, we're going to say, "Who dat? Who dat singing this song?" Let's see if you can figure it out. And our Who Dat singer is going to be followed up by William Bell doing a cover of an Albert King song, Born Under a Bad Sign. But kicking it off, let's see if you can figure out Who Dat singing this song.
Hey, baby.
You're my king, babe. Buzzing around. Well, you're my king, babe, buzzing around my hat. I can make some honey, baby. Why don't you come inside? You say you're able to buzz all night long. Say you're able to buzz all night long. When you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging's going on. Buzz a while. So sing it then. Well, you're my king, babe. I wanna be your queen. Well, you're my king, babe. I wanna be. Together we can make some honey the world has never seen. Buzzing all night long. You're my king, babe. Buzzing all night long. Well, I can buzz, baby, when my man is gone.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
Under a bad sign, I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble, my only friend. Been on my own since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Wine and women is all I crave. A big-legged woman's gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
And who that was singing that song was the one and only Winona Judd. How about that? Winona Judd and her mom with a group called the Judd sold millions of copies. Winona herself has sold millions of country songs. Thanks, Winona, for singing a little blues for us on Who Dat Singing That Song. And that about wraps up this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for an hour or so of blues. We're going to be back next week. Hope you'll join us. You can always get the latest blues news also starting on Mondays, UncleBUC.com. That's also where over 60 of our Uncle Buck Plays the Blues shows are archived. Just click on the one you want by featured artist. So until next weekend, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.